Week 2, Day 2. Scripture reading, Job chapters 11 and 14. Chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, "Should a multitude of words go unanswered, that a man full of talk be judged right? Should your babble silence men? And when you mock, shall no one shame you? For you say, 'My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in God's eyes.' But oh, that God would speak and open his lips to you, and that he would tell you the secrets of wisdom, for he is manifold in understanding. Know that God exacts for you less than your guilt deserves. Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes through and imprisons and summons the court, who can turn him back? For he knows worthless men. When he sees iniquity, will he not consider it? But a stupid man will get understanding when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. If you prepare your heart, you will stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and let not injustice dwell in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without blemish. You will be secure and will not fear. You will forget your misery. You will remember it as waters that have passed away. And your life will be brighter than the noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. And you will feel secure because there is hope. You will look around and take your rest in security. You will lie down and none will make you afraid. Many will court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. All way of escape will be lost to them, and their hope is to breathe their last." Chapter 14. Job continues. "Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes like a flower and withers. He sees like a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring men to judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass, look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy like a hired hand his day. For there is hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root grow old in the earth and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. But a man dies and is laid low. Man breathes his last, and where is he? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so a man lies down and rises not again. Till the heavens are no more, he will not awake or be roused out of his sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath be past, that you would appoint me a set time, and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait till my renewal should come. You would call and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands. For then you would number my steps. You would not keep watch over my sin. My transgression would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. But the mountain falls and crumbles away, and the rock is removed from its place. The waters wear away the stones. The torrents wash away the soil of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You prevail forever against him, and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor, he does not know it. They're brought low, and he perceives it not. He only feels the pain of his own body, and he mourns only for himself." Job's Trust in God by Grant and Gillian Crary. In these chapters, Job replied to the criticism of his friends. These men came to comfort him in his time of distress, but they proved to only add to his grief. They had a simplistic belief that God rewarded good people with good things and punished bad people with trials and disasters. Consequently, Job's friends wrongly assumed that the disaster that had befallen Job had to be due to sin in his life. This concept of reward and punishment is correct in eternity, but it is not necessarily true of our life on earth. Job pointed out that he observed that the tents of robbers prosper and those who provoke God are secure, Job chapter 12, verse 6, which directly contradicts the theology of his friends. However, he also stated that we cannot mock God like we can mock people, and that in the end there will be justice for our improper behaviors, Job chapter 13, 9 through 10. In chapter 13, we have an astounding statement by Job that reveals the depths of his walk with God. In verse 15, he says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." This is like Daniel's three friends, who, when faced with a choice of worshipping Nebuchadnezzar's image or be thrown into the furnace and perishing, they held firm. They declared that God could rescue them, but if he chose not to do that, it was fine with them. They would honor God regardless of the outcome. There was nothing that could happen to Job that would cause him to doubt God. He knew that the nature of God was goodness through and through. So even if he did not understand why he was in such a terrible predicament, his trust in God was undiminished. It's a trust that we also need to have, and for precisely the same reason. God is goodness through and through. He is incapable of evil. We may not be able to know him like some of the saints of the Bible, but if our heart's desire is to know him, God will progressively reveal more of his ways to us and draw us closer. Growth in our Christian walk is dependent on our knowledge of the nature of God, which in turn enables our trust in him to be established. We trust people with important matters in our life based on our assessment of their trustworthiness, and this is developed as we know the person better. So it is with God. Our life is one of faith, and the degree that we can trust God speaks volumes about the depth of our Christian walk. Job's trust in God was so strong that there was nothing that could shake it. Many disasters might befall him, but his trust was unshakable. No wonder God commended Job to Satan and desired to draw him even closer. Questions. Trials in life are unavoidable. Why is our attitude during them important? Two, how can we come to know the nature of God? Three, can you think of other Bible characters who trusted God in trying circumstances? What was their outcome? Prayer. Dear Lord, I want to know you like Job knew you. Please make me aware of the hindrances and give me the grace to be fully obedient to you.